Okay. I'm Kelsey. Resonant, powerful, and healing.
Mary, loved and loving.
Debbie, angry at Spirit Divine.
Ramona, oh.
But comfy and nostalgic.
Kate, the work of hands.
Emanuela, wandering thoughts.
Susan, I started to feel like a big hand on my back, kind of supporting me, like, I don't know, support.
Marion, nothingness.
Cy Siegel, continually evolving.
Tara, I had two responses. The first was a protective aura, and then something dark came in, and it became scary and wary, and it made me think of what was the guy who did the Kool-Aid and killed people? Oh. Yeah. That.
Jen, integration, sweetness, and I am home.
Kritika, pleasant but persistent, like wind chimes.
Okay. Thank all of you. Welcome, everybody. Okay? So what we did was just a moment to hear from all of your bodies in a response to a song. So it's interesting, all the different responses. Okay? Do you have a sense of who's in the room now? Yeah. An idea, right? Okay? And that's what we wanted to do, was to first get an idea of who's in the space. Even though we know each other by name, or you know each other, but when we start to add a descriptor from the body, it allows us to have a little more knowledge. Okay? Sometimes in groups, we don't even use a name. People describe themselves by a place in their body where they feel safe. And so when people talk about them, you go, you know the woman who felt safe in her heart? And we all go, oh, yeah. You know. And it's a great way to talk and to get to know somebody else. What's a response, right? Because a lot of the times you think your body's response to the song is going to match so many others, right? Because that's how we move with it. So we get to know our bodies and all the different things that occurred to them, that were done to them, and how they affected us. Okay, that comes through in just a moment like this. All right. So for instance, I'm going to give you a few examples, and then we're going to have you go into pairs to do the next part of the exercise. Okay. So with a body, right, one of the ideas in our work that we always want to do is we want to help the spine to belong again. Okay. So to the body, that word is a somatic idea. Belonging doesn't always mean to be a part of. It means to have your length. Okay. So, what is your name? I forget. You said you thought if you danced and, right. Because that's the idea, like somehow it's going to be shortened, okay? That's what trauma does. It shortens the spines, okay? So we see that a lot when we see people, okay? So to belong means to literally have your length again. To be able to just stand in wherever you are in your body and share it. Right? So you'll see when I do the demo on Monday that a lot of what I'm going to do is to help that body to feel that length again. Okay, why is length important? Well, it's important because once you get your length, you get your turning radius back again. Okay? And I told you earlier that if you don't have your turning radius, it's hard, you know, to turn towards another or turn away or turn somebody in. A lot of our life is about turning. Okay? The other thing is about every 30 to 45 seconds we scan the environment. Okay, we've been doing it since cave people days. We scan. So they do this research and they watch people in restaurants. And when they see them, they notice that that they scan, like not everybody eats at the same time. If there's four people at a table, one person's scanning for the table. Okay, it's unconscious. It's not really, but people are looking around. Okay. Now, why is that important? Well, we scan because that helps take away anxiety. Okay, we're meant to scan. Okay, because that says, oh, on the horizon, it's safe to eat. We're okay. All right. Trauma, when it shortens the spine and takes away the turning radius, creates a lot of anxiety in the system. Okay, so when people get, so we have people get off the table and they say, oh my God, I got my neck back. We're like, yeah, because without your neck, if you live in life with without your neck, you're going to have a lot of anxiety. We say anxiety levels start to go down. Okay, just from that idea. So each of you, it's so interesting to hear all the different responses. Wherever you are, that's what your body's going to say. Utterly sleepy. You know, whatever it may be, that's what we're hoping you get to stand in. Like, this is who I am in this moment. No matter what's going on, this is me. Okay. So the next thing we want to do, do you want to say anything else? No. So the next thing we're going to do is then we're going to ask you to pair up. So, and what that means is the way we have it set up, I'm hoping it works out this way, is all those again that are in the bench, you guys are going to turn your chair and face a partner, okay? These two rows, the first row, you six are going to be pairs. Yeah, so if you'll turn your chairs to face one another, okay, if you can help me. These two rows are going to turn and face one another, okay? The people that are facing the people on the bench, if you can turn your chairs and face, I mean, or in front of the people on the bench, could turn and face, okay? And then the same thing with the people in the chairs here, if you can turn your chairs and face those people. People here, if you can turn and face the people here, if you can turn and face the people. You're missing a person. So we'll get it organized as best we can as soon as we get everybody turned. Okay, so whoever doesn't have a partner, there's one we need over here.
Everybody have a partner? Ramona, you don't. Oh, you got one? Okay. We haven't told you yet. You're sitting waiting for us to tell you.
Okay, does everybody have a partner? Who needs a partner?
Gary and him.
Gary, okay. Everybody's got a partner? Oh my God, we did it. My God, I can't believe it. We made it happen. All right, now the first way you're going to greet your partner, Noelle and I will show you, is you're going to just do what we call a hand hug, okay? And here's how you do it. Right hand to right hand. Don't do it yet. Just watch for a moment. Right hand to right hand, and then you're just going to go to the right and just give a little hug. Okay? So just do that with your partner now. Just move across the space. Say hello. Make contact. Okay? If you're really brave, you could do left hand to left hand. That's for the brave ones. Okay? There you go. Okay, how was the hand hug? People like it? Was that good? Feel nice? Yeah? Okay, good. Okay, so that's our greeting a lot of times when we do the work. We do a nice hand hug. Okay, it's a nice way to make contact. All right, now next what we want you to do is we're going to ask you to be quiet. I can't go near that speaker. They told me that. Okay, I got to come back here. So what we want you to do next is, if you're comfortable, close your eyes for a moment, and we're going to lead you just through a little bit of a meditation. And we just want you to travel back easily. So again, give yourself a nice breath. Give yourself that breath. And in our work, we like to say to give a breath rather than to take a breath. It's just to get a different feel to it. So give yourself a breath. And just go and just explore in your body. Just kind of go into your body and go to a place that your body has a memory of a time when you felt really safe. Like a time in your life when you felt really safe. And as you have a sense of that, just notice your breathing around that. What happens? Just a time when you felt really safe. It may have only been for 30 seconds, a minute, it may have been for a few days, whatever. And as you're exploring that, get a sense of like two or three of the qualities that let you know you were safe. Like maybe there was warmth. Maybe there was softness. Maybe there was tenderness. I don't know what that will be. I'm just using those as ones to give you an idea. And then when you have a sense of that time when you felt safe and some of those qualities and what was happening in your body, just give yourself another nice breath and use that breath as the guide back into the space, as the guide to bring you back and open your eyes. And once your eyes are open again, you can just say hello to your partner across the way. And just decide who's going to be A and who's going to be B. So, and the reason we're doing that is so we can just guide this a little bit easier. So the A's are going to share first that time when you felt safe and some of those qualities. And the B's, you're going to listen to it. You're going to hear it and witness it. You're going to be a compassionate witness. And maybe you'll hear a word or a phrase or something that they say that you might want to just say back to them. Okay? But for the most part, you're really just going to be listening to this partner of yours who's going to talk to you about this moment in their life when they felt safe. Okay, so A's begin, and then we'll guide you when to stop and for the B's to go. All right, A's, just give yourself one more minute, and then we're going to switch and have the B's share. Some of you have probably already done that.
In a minute, we're going to have you switch. Did you switch already? Okay.
All right, so if you haven't switched, now would be the time to just gently come back to yourself and then let the B's talk now. The person that was B and the A's will listen. Okay, so give yourself one more minute and start to come back and be quiet with one another again. So just one more minute. Okay, second attempt. So just one more minute and see, it's okay. I like when the energy's up around this. So we'll just see if you can come back to being quiet again. Find your way. And you can stay facing your partner, it's okay. Because we're gonna do another piece with this. But before we do, I just want to say how much I appreciate the energy in the room. It's amazing just to hear all of you. It's just great just to feel it. So we want to hear from a few of you, just any words that stood out, any ideas that stood out in the experience. So we'll pass the mic around. Then we're going to have you do one more part of the exercise with your partner. But just for now, we just want to see if there's, you know, a couple of you that want to share. You want to share, and then we'll come over to you.
So being supported, I was lying in my thing, I was lying on my back, and the...
Oh, you okay,
sorry.
Stan? Thanks.
Yeah. So I was saying that I was lying on my back, and the earth under the feeling of being supported under my back was a feeling of physical support, and I felt it in my back.
Yeah, yeah.
So we both sort of had the same experience of being able to find safety in ourselves, even if we were with other people who weren't safe. In other words, we knew and had confidence in how to be who we were, but not risk messing things up and getting into unsafety. Okay. And feeling confident. Yeah, I know who I am. I know what I need to do in this situation to be safe.
So confidence would be a good word. Confidence, I knew. Support, Sam said, would be that's a good word for Sam. Anyone else?
I learned that I am safe in the moment. That's about it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an important learning. Anytime your body can register safety, see, the reason we use safety as a treatment idea right in the beginning is because we're activating the safety knowledge that's already in there. There's some idea in your body that has a sense of safety. Sometimes it's just a moment, it's a second of something where you feel support, or you feel a sense of the ground, or you feel like you can see a little clearer or hear a little better. It's a sensory idea. So we're just tapping it by asking you this. Okay, anybody else? Yes, over here. I feel like the Phil Donahue show. Do you remember the Phil? Do you remember the Phil Donahue? I don't know where that came from.
So my partner and I had two C words. His word that made it, that came out of his safety experience was commitment, and mine was connection.
Okay, yeah, commitment and connection, yeah. Because Bessel was kind of talking about that today, right, in terms of attunement. So the language we use in our work for it is we call it connection, protection, direction, and correction, okay? So we have those four because we recognize that that's what we all need somewhere, right? Correction, protection, connection, no. Correction, protection, connection, and direction. Yeah. So here's how we learn it about attunement. So especially with our daughter, there's days when my daughter's come home and she's told me about her day at school, and I start telling her what to do. She goes, Dad, I don't want you to tell me what to do. Just connect. Oh, okay. Next day she comes home, she tells me, and I go, oh, honey, that sounds like it was really hard. Dad, I don't want you to do that. Tell me what to do. Okay? So my sense is, as we keep doing this work, the body, we don't get that right all the time. It's not important that we get it right. It's important that we listen to when the moment of attunement is missed, because we feel it. So sometimes, you know, with your partner, you want connection and you get protection. Now, when that's needed, it serves a purpose in your body. You go like, okay, I got that. That's important to me. So I like the two C words, and I'm thinking about what Bessel said about C words that you can't say out loud, but those two, right, commitment and connection, although sometimes they're the C words that it's not okay for us to say out loud, right, because we get afraid of those, commitment and connection, right? So that's how we look at it. We start looking and we go like, this body is telling us that it's been needing connection and it keeps getting direction. Okay. And how frustrating is that? Even if the directions are great. Sometimes I think, I'm giving you really good directions here. Why are you having a hard time with this? And it's because the body needs connection in that moment. And it knows it from moment to moment. Just as you're saying, I'm safe in this moment. That doesn't mean you're safe in the next moment. That's how we move. That's that scanning. I think that's amazing when I read that research that we scan about every 30 to 45 seconds. They also say that when we're traumatized, the scanning goes down even to like we scan about every 10 seconds, right? We don't have that full measure of time. The other thing that also happens is if we can't do that scanning, we do it with our eyes. A lot of people get diagnosed as being paranoid because they're moving their eyes, but something in your body will try to do it because it's trying to make sure I'm safe. All right, somebody else had their hand up. I think it was you right here. Yes, there we go.
So we had similar responses, and it... boiled down to a sense of being protected, physically held.
Yes.
And so there's the C word of kind of containment, but safe containment with protection and love.
Yeah, I like it. Containment. It's great. We'll come up with all these C words. We'll send them to Bessel. Here's all the ones we can say.
I'm going to surprise my partner. I'm actually going to share hers because it raises a question for me for you. She was talking about an experience where she, a traumatic experience where she was given space in order to, a safe space in order, and space from other people even though they were around so that she could make her own rebalancing decision. And I have a question for you. When I think of the four words that you've given, and I have a 7-year-old grandson who I think a lot of times just wants to be left alone to be himself, what would that be, protection?
Yeah, I think if you protect their space, that's where you could put it under.
Okay.
Right? Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Because space is one of the first things that starts to be taken away in your body.